Good morning, everyone. Today is Daled Nisan Tavshin Pei Aleph. We are continuing with our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. We are in the Archos Tzadikim, Shar HaSimcha, the Gate of Happiness. We are very thankful to our generous sponsors this morning, Frank and Debbie Spector, commemorating the yard site of Debbie's beloved uncle, Avraham Ben Binyamin. His neshama should have an aliyah. It should be a meritous chus for the entire family. Yesterday, we left off discussing how it's necessary for a man, for a person to deliberate the ideas, the thoughts, which will be mechazik, which will strengthen one's heart in perfect trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bitachon shalem be'elukim, how a person will have that, live with that, grow with that, be inspired by that. And we're going to discuss a number of different steps, some suggestions that the author shares. So the first today that we will study together is Machshava Rishona. The first thought is one has to know, sheyedab yediyah berura. Person has to know something that's berura, which means something very, very clear, something that is very, very understood, something that is without compromise. You have to understand that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, part of trust in Hashem, means that you have to realize that Hashem, Almighty God, is far more merciful to us, to mankind, than the most merciful person. That is a very important system for one to understand. So not only is it that, you know, you think about the most merciful person that you know, and that person showers you with benevolence, kindness, goodness, chesed, that person who's the most generous, the most kindest person, that person pales in comparison to the generosity, to the kindness, to the mercy, the rachem, that the Almighty showers upon us, that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us with. You have to realize, but that mercy is not limited to what even it is that we understand, that which is revealed. But we also know that the mercy is, it's merachim alav baseser uvagoli, that which is revealed, that which is known and seen, recognizable, and then those things which are baseser, things that are not recognizable, those things that are overt and covert. What does it mean that's covert? That it's seser and goli, which overtly refers to obviously the situations where Hashem's intervention and His mercy are obvious. We know that, without a shadow of a doubt. What's covertly? So that obviously refers to situations where we're unaware and we'll never maybe become ever aware in our whole entire lifetimes of the times of His watchful eye and His compassion. You know, sometimes people describe their day. How was your day? It was uneventful. How was your trip? It was uneventful. How was your flight? Uneventful. So we describe that in ways that are very thankful. Now, how often is it that when someone asks us how our day was, and we say it's uneventful, when it really is that it's very eventful, but we're just not aware of all the events that could have happened, that might have happened, that did happen, would have been showed, that would have been and could have happened to us, showed itself in different ways, didn't happen. We'll never really know all the many ways that the Almighty is constantly protecting us. This is what it means, that it's an uneventful day. It doesn't mean that nothing happened. It means that a lot of things happened. It might mean that you're just not aware of all the things that happens. Therefore, it's a humbling process of realizing that the mercy that the Almighty showers us with, not only is it greater than any other, the best, most merciful person that you know, but it's also that it's open and it's also concealed. That means that even in a situation when a person himself does not watch themselves enough, you don't safeguard yourself enough, or maybe you let your guard down, karoi, the way it's supposed to be, that nonetheless, you know who watches you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches you. And that's how you have trust in God, because you know that He's going to constantly watch you, and He's going to protect you from anything that would be a mishap, any bit of harm, hapagayim, the things that would damage and strike you. Ke'inyin shenemar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Shayim b'psoim Hashem. In the chapter of Tehillim, capital 116, verse 6, Kuf Tezayin, Pasuk Vav, when the Pasuk says that Hashem protects the simple. And what that really means is that Hashem protects those who do not know how to protect themselves. The Radak explains that also the wise, the Chachamim, who think that they can fend for themselves, they should not rely on their Chachma, on their wisdom, because after all their ingenuity will not protect them if Hashem does not want their plans to succeed. At the end of the day, everything is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, on His will. So Shem Epislayim Hashem, when a person, even they don't realize the Chesed, b'machazek, your trust in Hashem, the bitachon that is shalem be'elokim, is a function of us recognizing just how generous, just how merciful, and how extending of that mercy it is, so much so that shomer b'soyim Hashem, meaning that even if a person is not shomer karoi, that they don't themselves safeguard themselves, protect themselves as they should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzmo, Almighty God does it for us. So we'll stop here with our daily learning, continue with another example tomorrow of just in fact how it is that we are able to achieve and strengthen the heart that is directed toward perfect trust in Hashem. I wish everybody a beautiful, a healthy, and a happy day.